You bet. Yeah, well, okay, do you want me to start here?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, the thing that really comes to mind when we talk about extended mixes, 12 inches, long plays, whatever we call them, from that period, is they're very different to the way they are today in the fact that today they're essentially a different recording with the original vocal plonked on top of it. There's no boundaries. They just record a new song and jazz it up a bit. They might refer to some of the original parts or use some of the original riffs and things like that, but essentially it's just the vocal with a new bed. Back in the day, that was unheard of. Back in the day, all we did is extend the song. We just chopped it up in the studio, the tape. We physically cut it and extended it and copied a piece and then put that back on. And if you got really creative, you'd turn a few things off and change the mix as you were extending it. You might do a bit where there's no vocal or there's no drums or there's no bass. But you were still limited to what you had in your original recording. By the time we were doing our second album, Love and Adventure, which Living a Dream was on, I was myself starting to sort of be a little bit more kind of creative in the way I approached an extended mix. And that was that I thought outside of what was traditionally the way we did them and outside of what was actually on the recording. I thought, why am I limited to what I have on this recording? What if I record a new piece that's a similar thing, win the same session, and record a whole new passage and then just cut that in? And I thought, well, that's going to be something nobody's done. So I'm Living in a Dream. That's exactly what we did. We recorded separate little sections. There's a big, long keyboard solo. There's a sort of some chopped up sort of sections. There are so many pieces that actually aren't in the original recording that it became epic. And it was epic in the session too, because, you know, you could do an extended mix of a song these days. You know, you could do it probably in a couple of hours if you really knuckle down. But, you know, because of the way we work on a digital platform, you can just chop it and paste it and put it here and there. But back then, it was so complicated. You had all these different pieces of tape hanging up on the wall sometimes, literally labelled, you know, snare drum, kick drum, chorus, vocal, blah, 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 because you would dub them off onto the half-inch tape or quarter-inch tape and record it off and then put it on the wall, stick it on there with this little sticker and then try and arrange, you know, on paper pretty much, because you didn't have a screen to look at in the way you arrange things these days. And you just plan it all out and then experiment a bit and see what you come up with. And then, you know, you just spend all this time chopping it and gluing it together that sometimes you play it back and go, oh, no, it's terrible. Start again. And then you'd have to unstick it. And, oh, my God, it was a very laborious task.
Brian Cannon.